Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James behind the mics for you at 9.04 on the clock. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve out there. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to give away some State Fair tickets this hour.
Ooh.
I'll tell you that right out the gate.
All right.
Get ready. Away. Be listening for that, everybody. Dial. Got that coming up. Some entertainment news for you as well. That ain't right stories and good stories of the day. But you know how this works on Thursdays. We kick the hour off with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society.
Yeah, that's right.
A big shout out and thank you to our friends over at the Humane Society. Our great friend, Executive Director over there, Madison Rafter, not able to be with us today and talk with Madison. I was like, well, you know, if you want, just send me the info and I'll do it. And she's like, well, I mean, I don't know. You're not gonna not tell the people just because you want to adopt the dog, are you? And I'm like, of course not. So she gave me a cat.
That's right.
I love cats too. Actually, we have Evie with us.
Aww.
Evie, and I'm gonna post a picture of Evie on our Facebook page. So be on the lookout for that, everybody. And I will send the information that Madison sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
She is a domestic short hair feline, female, white and gray color. She's got some beautiful yellow eyes, too.
Yeah.
She is 2 years old. She is spayed, microchipped, and vaccinated, the big three. Evie came to the Southwick County Humane Society as a stray with her three babies. Her kittens have already been adopted, but Evie is still waiting for her forever home.
Aww.
Evie does well with other cats and often plays in the playroom with her at the Southwick County Humane Society kitty friend.
Aww.
Samus and her play a lot. I think I even may have seen them playing when I was over there the other day. Evie gets the kitty zooms every time she plays and makes the cutest sounds when zooming around. Once all her energy is out, she is very sweet and snuggly. Evie would be fine in a home with younger children who respect her space and body language. Mm. It is unknown how she would react with dogs in the home.
Okay.
I will say that not only does she look like a beautiful cat.
She's very pretty, yes.
Very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so often that a cat like this, when its babies are adopted, it is so in need of a good home. Mm-hmm. And all these animals are. But these animals in particular are looking for... I don't know, when I was at a shelter, not to say, if you are a single person, you are more than welcome and would really... Evie would love living with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're a family, especially with young children, Evie would fit in right in.
Yes.
They tend to be that way. Mm-hmm. And this Evie seems very similar to that.
By the way, the kitty zooms, which I know exactly what they're talking about when they say that. That used to, if I remember correctly, that used to be called the rips.
Oh, yeah.
Because either a dog or a cat would do that. You know, all of a sudden they just start running around for no reason and jumping off the furniture and zooming around. So I like that, though, the kitty zooms.
Be sure to check out Evie and all the great furry friends you can find at the Southwick County Humane Society's website. Go to swchs.com. They've got a great section for adoption, strays, reporting animal cruelty, and, of course, the events that they have going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some big ones coming up here in August, including this weekend. The vaccine clinic and garage sale taking place August 12th. They'll have the vaccine clinic from 10 to 11 and the garage sale 10 to 3.
Nice.
They're hosting this at the Southwick County Humane Society building. That's at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You're heading out to Plover. You can't miss it.
That's right.
Big dog on the building. I love that. And keep that in mind, too, because that's also a great place to drop off shoes.
That's true.
Shoe us the love.
I'm just glad you didn't make me say it.
I was this close, but I've made him do it like 8 times. I can't do it again. Shoe us the love. The Southwick County Humane Society is looking for you to donate gently worn, used, and new shoes today. You help them raise funds just by donating gently worn, used, and new shoes. Be sure to ask friends, family, spread the word about this. Collecting shoes not only helps support them, but they will be reused and given a second life by those in need through micro enterprise. And that is a great group of people, you know, who do a lot of the microchipping of animals.
Right, that's right.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yes, it is indeed.
They have extended this through the month of August, so if you were able to drop off those shoes, you could drop them off again at the Humane Society or drop them off here.
And we'll take them.
Yeah, we'll take them. We'll make sure that Madison and the gang get them. And really, for any, whether you're interested in Evie or any of the great things that they are doing over there, reach out to our Humane Society. You can give them a call at 715 715- 423-0505. Also wanted to mention this. If you are looking for an animal or you lose your animal, reaching out to them at their lost and found number, 715-697-8131. That's 697-8131. You can find all of these right away as soon as you pull up their webpage.
Mm-hmm.
And visit them at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Reach out to our Humane Society, see in ways that you can volunteer. Maybe if you're a dog walker and you like to do those things.
Yeah.
And certainly, it is kitten season. So if you have a cat and you're picking up some cat food, maybe you can grab an extra tin or something like that and drop it off. They can always use litter.
Of course.
I have never, all of our humane societies are amazing, filled with amazing, amazing human beings.
Yep.
But I have to say, I've never been in a humane society that was so well kept.
Mm-hmm.
It just really impressive to me the way that Madison and that team run things over there. You don't believe me? Stop by. Go ahead and check it out yourself.
Check it out yourself.
And support your Humane Society if you get the chance. Feel free to reach out to them and follow them on social media. Again, their website, swchs.com. One more time, our pet of the week, Evie. She is domestic, short hair, female, white, gray, 2-year-old, sprayed, microchipped, and vaccinated, beautiful feline. Go ahead and find out more about Evie.
You know, we talked a little Pokemon yesterday, at least in passing. So there's a character in Pokemon. One of the Pokemon is called Evie, and it looks somewhat similar to our Evie. I wonder if that's how Evie got her name, was from that.
Yeah.
And please do not let my oldest son know. He loves Evie and he loves cats, and he would just die. So just don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Earmuffs for this segment, yeah. Again, find out more at swchs.com. Shout out to Madison and the gang over at the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back. But be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our friends at the Humane Society right here on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freezing.
Just talking about Biv DeVoe earlier.
There you go.
their biggest hit plays on Biv's birthday.
Yeah.
Getting into a little entertainment news now for you. And I got a couple quick hits here and some other things we'll talk about. Chris Tucker, famous from, of course, the Rush Hour movies and Friday and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Tucker started out as a stand-up comedian.
That's right.
And he has announced that his first comedy tour in over a decade. He is touring right now.
Really? Oh, that's so cool. Good for him.
He's still got it. Like, I've seen him in interviews. I see him talk. There's nothing that's really slowed down with Chris Tucker. He kind of just slowed his own career down, you know?
Yeah.
And so if he wants to get it going again, more power to him.
Man, he's one of those just really talented. I mean, he can do so many different things. And I was really happy when he had all that success with the Rush Hour movies and stuff like that. But then you're right. He just kind of took himself out of the game a little bit.
You get a chance to see the dailies, the test reels of him and Ice Cube for Friday when he comes in.
My God.
And it's like one of the few times I've ever seen Ice Cube like almost falling over crying laughing because of Chris Rock. Just, do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Oh, God, he's funny. This was kind of an undertone story that wasn't covered very much, at least from what I could see. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that that's kind of impressive. Unfortunately, this article comes from TMZ, which they do horrible reporting. What they do is horrible, in my opinion.
Right.
I can't think of less better ways to make a career than being one of these scum that chases around celebrities. And I don't have a life. I don't have a career. I'm not a good enough writer to make it as a real writer or journalist or anything. So I go to TMZ.
Yeah.
Be that as it may. This story is noteworthy.
Even a stop clock is right twice a day, right? Every now and then.
The passing of Sandra Bullock's longtime partner has led to a gigantic spike in donations for ALS research.
Wow.
For those who don't know, Sandra Bullock recently lost her partner, Brian Randall, who passed away from ALS. Mm. And she, obviously going through quite a bit with this story, and it's been very not heavily reported. Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised by that. I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
But I think in this day and age, I'm a little surprised that they don't have the camera. Well, TMZ doesn't have the cameras following Sandra. Oh, let's make sure we catch her crying. Let's make sure we get her this.
Yeah.
You know, these people don't want to see you in a good moment. You never see the picture of Sandra Bullock happy.
Happy. You know? Yeah, right.
Oh, we caught Sandra Bullock eating a muffin today. happy. Like, yeah. No, you don't see that. We got to see them disheveled and with their hair messed up and all these things, you know, because God help if somebody's human.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't think. I've thought this for a long time. I get that break. And I get that paycheck or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some things I want to do with it as far as a production company or giving my mom and dad a house, things like that. One of the very first things I would do, as soon as they come after me, I'm finding out who that reporter is, and I'm opening up it used to be when I was a kid, it would be like the New York Times or something like that. Nowadays, it'd be a website. Whatever the USA Today, CNN, all the big websites.
Right, right.
I am taking out a puff piece on this person. I am flipping the script. If they can do it to me, I can do it to them.
Yeah, sure.
What's the difference?
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
It's fair reporting. I'm not saying that I'm going to do something mean or like that. I mean, I'm just going to have some shots of them eating a donut with powdered sugar all over their face and things like this. I think fair about's fair play.
Yeah. If I could, just real quick about the ALS thing, mm-hmm. I do appreciate, you know, like you said, that they didn't, you know, they kept it private and that sort of thing, which is, you know, totally. And this goes back to, you know, your personal decisions on illness, which is very, some people who get cancer, you know, are very public with it and say, you know, I'm going to fight this thing and all that kind of thing. But other people are like, no. I'm just going to, this is a private thing for me and my family, and we're going to do it like that. And I very much respect that. At the same time, I also respect people who come out with awareness. And specifically, I'm thinking of right now of Sarah Langs, who is one of the great baseball reporters out there. She is so much fun. She is so awesome. She has ALS. And she's been very public about it, mm-hmm. and she's been raising a lot of awareness. She's continuing to work. And I give her, I mean, so much credit. Not shying away from it because she knows what it's going to happen. We all know what's going to happen with it. And she is just a light to anyone with ALS or anyone who has a disease or an issue like that.
I've always enjoyed her reporting, but I mm-hmm. really, really have respected maybe the best stuff she's done in her career. And that's saying something because she is good at what
she
does.
She's very good. There's no one she worked at ESPN. Mm-hmm. She's worked for anyone she's worked. They say nothing but wonderful things to say about working with her.
It's such an interesting conversation, mm-hmm. Especially when you put this conversation even on a private level. Mm-hmm. You know, you and your friends, your family, you know somebody that's dealt with something like this, cancer, ALS, something. And the idea of, do I share this with the media family? Do I share it with the whole family? Do I share it with my work colleagues? Yeah. Do I even bring this up? It's something that we all might have to face or what have you. I have all the respect in the world for the David Bowies or the Paul Rubens, mm-hmm. the people that were suffering we didn't know. I think that you can bring awareness to a subject even in death.
That's true.
But I would hope that I could be like Sarah, like mm-hmm. Michael J. Fox, like somebody like that. I would hope I would have that kind of strength to be able to bring awareness to this. For me, with my last days, I would want to do that. Yeah. I would want to leave this planet doing something good.
Right.
I'm not saying that the people that keep it private didn't. David Bowie put tons and tons of money into cancer research and everything, even before he was diagnosed.
Yep.
And there's a lot of stories like that of other people and everything. But it is one of those things like, we don't know how we would handle it unless we are in the situation.
Exactly. Exactly. And then that's a totally a personal decision and a choice. So, and you can respect both ways on that one. Absolutely.
You're going to have some decisions to make when it comes to your content and your streaming.
Oh, boy.
It's about to cost a lot more to take in Marvel and Star Wars content.
Yeah.
Disney is raising the price of Disney Plus and Hulu subscriptions. Starting October 12th, Disney Plus with no ads is going from $10.99 to $13.99. And Hulu with no ads is jumping from $14 to
$17. Wow.
The ad-supported versions will be $8. ESPN Plus with ads is increasing from $9.99 to $10.99.
Mm-hmm.
And more, Disney has seen how successful Netflix has been in cracking down on password sharing, and they like it, so they're going to be doing something very similar themselves.
Great.
This is going to lead to people going to cable. You mark this down, and if I'm completely wrong, you can go ahead and rub it in my face and make fun of me all you want. I don't mind. I can take it. But I genuinely feel in my heart that I'm not saying that you're going to see like an even keel of streamers mm-hmm. and cablers, but you've already got still quite a good portion of the country. I looked this up. 27 to 35% of people still use cable, mm-hmm. Along with streaming services. It's not a far-fetched thing to think of that number rising with, mm-hmm. like, you know what? I can get all the Disney shows on the Disney network through cable.
Right.
Maybe I don't get it right at my fingertips, but it's a lot better than paying, you know, for cable and this. Like, people are having to make hard decisions, just like these companies are, quote unquote, telling you they have to make hard decisions.
Right. Well, and Disney is an interesting example. They've had several missteps.
Yeah.
Recently. With a lot of different things that I was just reading yesterday about the whole the Galactic Starship thing they had,
yeah.
Which they put so much money in. It'll be closing in September, which, you know, I read a really cool article about someone who did it and said it was really cool. But in the end, I mean, it's just not sustainable. $6,000 for two nights? I don't think so. Who can do that, right?
No,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, plus they, you know, that big development that they had to cancel in Florida. I mean, that has something to do with their whole Florida thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But again, but they, and you know, and then Bob, you know, the stuff that's happened at ESPN and all these other things. So it's, wow, it's really interesting. I want to get to generally about streaming, though, because I'm trying to figure out what they thought was going to happen with this. Okay, so first of all, they're thinking this is like a big change kind of thing about what we're looking at, especially a lot of really big tech companies and everything. Don't fool yourself into thinking these are capitalistic companies, because a capitalist makes and sells things for profit. What these people are doing is charging rents. So you're good to a streaming service. You can't grow. There's a limited amount you can do with this thing. You own the products that you're doing and you're streaming it, and it's a subscription thing. There's only so many people in the world that you, and at some point it's going to stop. But you're charging rents. See, this is not capitalism.
Right.
This is feudalism, actually.
Yeah, it is.
That's the kind of economic system where, so they're thinking about it as capitalists, but it's not. Because there's no growth.
Right.
And that's why they have to start charging more and more. And eventually they're going to consolidate. And one way or the other, either people are going to go back to cable or we're going to end up back in cable anyway. It's going to happen.
It's an extremely good point, brother.
So this is kind of where entertainment is headed. And I don't know what, I mean, you've got the, you know, the strikes going on right now. What is that going to do? I mean, who knows how that's going to end up? And you've got all this other stuff. It's a very tumultuous time in mass entertainment right now.
Bob Iger is very good at what he does. He's so good, they brought him back for a second run.
Right.
And in fact, there are some conversations that Bob kind of made that happen, but that's a whole other story.
True.
It's as if none of these people, whether it's him, the guy at Netflix, Hulu, any of these places, none of them ever took a business class in their life. It really genuinely feels like that.
It does.
All the major streamers made the same mistakes that cable made and that the previous people made, and that they thought they were bigger than the game.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were bigger than the industry, and they thought they were bigger than the consumers.
Yep.
And that's the thing that always catches everybody. It's like a fan that loses touch with their fan base or doesn't appreciate their fan base. They lose that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to happen with this. While there are these streaming services, it seems like every other day we're doing a story about a streaming service adding ads or raising their
prices. Yeah.
There's other ones that aren't.
Yep.
And they got a lot of content.
Yep.
And there is a new migration of people going from Netflix to Paramount to other streaming services that offer a lot of stuff. And hey, maybe it's not the same content, but you know, content's content. And at the end of the day, what do most of us do when we had cable? Flipping through. And that's what a lot of people still want to do.
Yeah.
I want to go on to Paramount. I want to go on these sites, and I want to just flip and see what piques my interest. Oh, all right. I'm going to go to the Smithsonian this time. I'm going to go to this time. And I'm willing to do that for $5 cheaper. You know, if I'm going to do it with one, I'm going to do it with another.
Right.
Especially when it comes to, like, so if you're ABC or NBC or one of the major four networks, what you have is a built-in fan base, and you've got the NCISs, the shows that, okay, if they were only available on streaming, certain audiences are going to get streaming just for those shows.
Right.
What does Netflix have?
That's a great point.
The Witcher's all done, pretty much. Stranger Things, who knows when that's coming out?
Mm-hmm.
424-2600. I mean, what, a couple comedy specials that nobody watches?
Yep.
You know? And look, Disney is the biggest game in the world.
It is.
But at the same time, like, how many of you have at home a copy of The Little Mermaid? You know, I mean, I'm talking about families and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
I know what you're saying.
There's plenty of Disney material out there that you may already have. You may not need them.
Exactly. I mean, and they're not going to stop selling physical media because that's still profitable. And that's probably we may see them go back to that sort of thing.
Honestly, Disney Vault stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I see possibly one way this could go is people directly supporting artists they like.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it out there already. But I see this more and more. If there's one show that, you know, like I've kind of got an interesting insight because, you know, I've been a part of that with Mystery Science Theater. I've helped bring it back in different iterations and stuff like that. Because I care about it. It's something I really like. Or my favorite band, They Might Be Giants. I've done the same thing. I've you know, joined their fan club, and that's kind of like a Kickstarter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's because I want stuff from them. That's what I really want. And I'd much rather spend that money than spending, you know, how much money a month on a streaming service that I barely use. That makes more sense.
I am curious to see, too, if this goes back to what it used to be, where I don't really care about Netflix. Oh, Stranger Things is on. I'll get Netflix for a couple months.
And then quit.
And then quit. Mm-hmm. Which is the last thing they want, because that just messes with their...
Yep.
You know, when they're going to their board, when they're going to their people that own Netflix, you know, the many, many people that
have investors,
and everything, and they're showing them the numbers, they want consistency. Every investor wants consistency. They're going to get the exact opposite with this. Mm-hmm. Maybe everybody won't, you know, a great migration to cable won't happen, but you're going to see a migration, all right.
To something. Yeah, who knows? Maybe the next big idea. Whoever knows what will come out from that. But yeah,
maybe people will, you know, start learning that there's libraries in their town and start reading a little bit more. Huh? How great would that be? Like this huge migration to
surge
in people getting their library cards.
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool. I'm very curious to know if you out there, if this changes anything for you. If you're going to quit your services or anything.
$3 a month ain't hey, man.
I work in, you know, I don't know about that. I personally have the bundle. All three of those and everything. I don't know if it's going to change that or not, but if it does, I got to think about it.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you're thinking. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good to talk to you.
You were talking about the streaming services and, you know, the consistency. I'm just getting YouTube TV for the football season.
Yeah.
I got a couple friends that do that.
Yeah, I mean, $80 a month. Yeah, and I know it's for football, but it's almost like you said, it's getting to the point on a lot of this stuff is like you might as well just get cable.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about having a streaming service is that you know you pay without the ads. That's nice to be able to sit down and watch, for example, Friends, and not have to see all the commercials or some of those other things. I just it's getting frustrating, like you said, it's getting frustrated for the consumer. Those other guys don't care as long as they're getting your money, but us as consumers, the only way we can stop this is maybe stop doing it.
Yeah.
And that's only the way things are nowadays, then it sucks that you pretty much have to do it just because they know they got you.
Yeah, exactly. With especially with something like the YouTube TV, where it's the biggest game in town, the NFL, and you're going to want to catch these games. You're going to want to catch the red zone and things like that. The red zone, especially for a lot of us. So I hear you on that one. Appreciate the feedback as always, sir.
All right.
Have a good one. Let's go ahead and go to Melissa's news. We'll get out of here on that, but we'll come back with some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Black Crowes doing a little Tom Jones to play us in. I think I got that right. Right, Tom Jones cover?
I don't know that.
I thought it was.
I hope it is. That would make me very happy, actually.
I know it's a cover.
Yes.
I know it is a cover. I'm not 100% if it's Tom Jones now. I do know we're talking rock and roll, and we're going to talk a little more rock and roll in this next topic here.
Nice.
Seth and I got one I've been hanging on to for a moment like this. 15 rock and roll landmarks every fan should visit.
That's cool. It involves two. I love travel and I love rock and roll. All right. This is going to be a good topic.
UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of the 50 must-see spots. We got some of the highlights from it.
Okay.
But you could welcome and to encourage you to check out the website, UltimateClassicRock.com, and you can see the entire list.
Nice.
So let's look at these top 10. And then we got some for people with deep pockets.
Oh, okay. All right.
So number 10 or number 1?
Let's do 10. Let's go up.
Okay. Number 10, the Allman Brothers Band Museum in Macon, Georgia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was one.
I'm just finding out about it right now, and I want to go there.
I want to go. I'm with you, man. Yeah. I want to check it out.
I would definitely check that out. And number 9, I don't mean to cheat, but I've already been to this one. Buddy Guy's Legends in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, we talked to Mr. Michael Charles, who that's how he started his career here in the United States, was being invited right there.
My mom took me there when I was a little kid. I went there as an adult. It is a great atmosphere, great place. And it's similar to Wrigley Field, where you walk in there, and even if you don't know the history, you feel history. Mm. You feel it on like your skin, almost. There's a different feeling to it. It's not your everyday place.
No.
And it's not necessarily one of those places you walk into and you're going to think that right away, but give it a minute. Give it a minute, and it'll hit you. It'll hit you. I guarantee you will.
Anything with Buddy Guy's name on it, man. Ooh, it's got to be good.
Ooh, yeah, man. Electric Lady Studios in New York City.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, that'd be very nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can imagine all the little nicks and things that you would see from all the artists that have gone through there over the years.
And this is where David Bowie threw up. It's
right here
in the corner.
Yeah. Prince's Paisley Park in Shaughnessy, Minnesota. Is that how you say that?
Chanhassen,
Minnesota.
Now that they have turned it into a museum, that I got to get to. Plus, there's also, I spoke a little bit earlier, lots of Mystery Science Theater here today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that when they did the movie of Mystery Science Theater, they needed a bigger space for the where they would do the commentary on the theater. They ended up using the theater at Paisley Park.
No.
That is where they filmed it at.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow. That is awesome.
But it's very, very cool. So not only that, but I mean, come on. Prince. How much cool Prince stuff is there, man?
Yeah. But so if he, because nothing goes in the Paisley without Prince is okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had to okay
it. So he had
to
have okayed it. So did that mean that Prince was a Mystery Science Theater fan?
I have no idea.
I wonder.
But I hope, I like to think so.
I love the idea of Prince in that movie theater sitting alone with just a little bag of popcorn. Just little laughs here and there. just a little. Oh, God.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Number 6, and maybe number 1 to me, Motown Museum in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
God, man, I can't imagine.
There's so many places. I know. Now it's just making me want to travel. It's like, I want to go there. No, I got to go there.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at the rest of the list, there is some other ones. I don't see it on this list, so I'll mention it. It's not even around anymore, but CBGB's in New York.
Down in the Bowery in Manhattan, yeah.
I think it got torn down.
I'm sure.
But that would have been a cool one to go to.
Oh, my gosh.
Living Color got their start. So many of the class.
The punk revolution there, Blondie, Talking Heads, they were all there. That Max's Kansas City, that was the other big punk bar down in that area. I'm sure that's gone too, but yeah.
Since I was a little kid, I've wanted one of those CBGB shirts, but I didn't know what it was for a long. I just saw all these artists I liked wearing them and everything, and it took me a long time. I was a teenager when I found out.
Right.
Whiskey a Go-Go in Los Angeles, California.
That was, oh my gosh, so many acts broke there. The Doors, of course, are probably the most famous, but
absolutely,
so many other LA acts were there, yeah.
That one, I've been past that. Mm-hmm. It was closed when I went past, so I didn't go in. It was a little melancholy.
Mm.
I really enjoyed River Phoenix. I love River Phoenix, and River Phoenix passed away like 2 feet away from the front door of that place. Mm-hmm. And for me, maybe our generation, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but I couldn't help thinking about that being there. And then there's been some other incidents and everything too.
Yeah.
A lot of incidents. What am I talking about? Yeah,
There was a big riot that started basically right there in the late 60s. So, yeah.
I'm a little surprised this wasn't higher on the list at number 4, Elvis Presley's Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee.
I have been told by many, many people. And now, if you want to do, I mean, and I don't know, maybe they'll mention it here, but if not, I'll mention it. Memphis is a great place to go for music for so many reasons. But even if you're not an Elvis fan, I've been told by many people who've gone there, it's really fascinating to go to Graceland because of the history and because of, you know, just the whole mystique of Elvis and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's really interesting to go there.
I don't see it on the list, so I'll just throw it out there. Dollywood. I would think that would
named
be one
after
of the places.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That'd be awesome.
Number three, Crossroads in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
The famous Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going down to the Crossroads.
I've said this before, so I've gotten a little bit of pushback on it, so I want to be clear. I'm joking when I say that you'll never catch me in Mississippi or driving through Mississippi. It's obviously goes to my my creed and who I am and stuff, and that I would stand out like a sore thumb in Mississippi. But I've had people from Mississippi reach out to me since I've said things like that and told me, no, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah.
So I personally, this is a spot in this country that I've always wanted to check out. Yep. I am a diehard blues fan.
Yep.
And I almost feel like you can't be a fan of the blues and not at least try to check out the Crossroads.
Right, right.
I don't do this because I believe in the story like Robert Johnson or anybody
soul
else.
Soul to soul, yeah.
I don't believe that.
No.
But I love a good story. I love a
the
good
mythology around it. It's really cool.
And there's something about just similar to what I was talking about with Buddy Guy. Like Buddy Guy wasn't there when I was there, but his presence was. You could feel it.
Yep.
I've heard people say that about Graceland. There's something about that I feel like you would get with the Crossroads.
Yeah. And, to be fair, that's also the hometown of Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Which he did they did a documentary about that. Right, he narrated it, which was really cool. And he's actually had a very big hand in preserving some of the stuff around there, the important blues landmarks that are landmarks that are around there. So
I'm not looking forward to this day. I hope the man lives another 200 years. But when Morgan Freeman passes away, there's going to be a lot of people's eyes opened to all the things that man has done off camera.
Oh my gosh.
To help to communities and people, the research he's done for cancer, all this stuff. Like he's done so much. And he never puts his name out there on it.
Never
he never wants
it.
To take credit for it or anything like that. The Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma is number two on the list. Wow.
Why is there a Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
The only reason I can think of that's where Woody Guthrie was from Oklahoma.
Oh,
and of course, he was a huge influence on Bob Dylan.
Very big.
So apparently Minnesota doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
Apparently.
Maybe after he dies, maybe they'll do something.
Maybe then. The Bob Dylan Center is a museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma, dedicated to the life and works of American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. The museum opened to the public in 2022.
Oh, it's brand new.
In 2016, Dylan said his archive sold his archive to the Tulsa-based George Kaiser Family Foundation and the University of Tulsa. So that's why
it's in Tulsa.
Because they own the music.
So, and I'm guessing he did that it had to have been because of Woody Guthrie. That's the thing. There is a Bob Dylan way in Duluth. I just want to say that they haven't forgotten anything. Yeah. So.
But that's interesting.
Of all places.
And number one on the list, the Apollo Theater in New York City.
Oh.
My God, yeah.
Yes.
I would go there to see a mime. I don't care what it is. I was actually
talk about history.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
Seth and I, one of our favorite questions to ask our guests on Director's Cut, if you could play any venue, what would you play?
Right.
And it's hilarious to me. It doesn't matter what the genre is. Almost every artist says Red Rocks.
Red of all places, yeah.
And, my friend Kelly that cuts my hair, she's going to see an act over in Red Rocks in like a couple months or whatever. And we were joking about it. I'm like, oh, I forgot to ask, who are you seeing? She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. DJ, like, you know,
doesn't matter. Well, it's cool. It's a great venue for sure, you know. And like one of our recent guests reminded us, it's outside. I don't know if a lot of people know that it's actually an outside venue, but yeah.
I feel that way about the Apollo Theater.
Oh, like, yes.
With the history of that place, I just to see anything from there would be great. Now, if you've got deeper pockets and want to travel out of the country, here are some quick spots. Number five, a Cavern Club in Liverpool, England. This is where the Beatles played when they were starting out.
Yep, that's right. They've turned that into a little museum, yeah.
Many, 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 many people have visited Jim Morrison. Grave in Paris, France.
Yeah, I'm not ever doing that.
I'm never going to somebody's, unless it's a family member, I'm never going to a person's grave.
That's just,
I don't get that one, man. I wouldn't go to, there's very few people you've heard me talk about famous like Rob Williams.
Right.
I got no interest in going to Robin's grave. I think that's,
why would you?
No.
Well, and plus, you know, and I don't know why people keep doing, because he's still alive. No.
That was good.
Just kidding.
Bob Marley Museum in Kingston, Jamaica.
I would go there.
Yeah.
Any day. Yeah. Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ABBA, the museum in Stockholm, Sweden.
If I were in Sweden, I would check it out just for, you know, for curiosity's sake. But I'm not going to Sweden just to go to the ABBA Museum, no.
I watched a special on the Smithsonian Channel on Ireland the other day. Mm. And I've never really thought too much about Ireland, visiting there. I think it's beautiful. I ain't turning it down if I could go there.
Yep.
But I just never have thought too much about it. My goodness. I so much on a little island. And there's so much. And I didn't even know about.
Right.
That I'm like, oh my God, I want to check it out right now. I'm like looking at like Kayak to see what plane tickets cost and everything because it looks so beautiful and cool.
Yeah.
So if I'm in Ireland, there's so much to do. I know I'm not going to be able to do it all. So I feel very similar. I don't know Sweden that well, but I'm guessing somebody who's never been out of the country, I get to Sweden, I'm going to want to check out a lot of things before I get to the ABBA Museum. You know, and nothing against ABBA, but there's a lot to do.
There's a lot to do in Sweden.
I have a very hard time believing I get off the plane in Sweden and like, so you want to check out the ABBA Museum? I mean, we don't got a lot to do. Like, I'm guessing there's plenty to do. And number one on the list, of course, Abbey Road in London.
Yes, because it's Abbey Road, you know.
Is there a more famous music studio ever? Anywhere?
No.
Anywhere.
No, non-music people know what that is. Mm. I do have a couple honorable mentions, and they're all in Memphis, which is hilarious. Cool. I just realized that because Memphis is such a rich, it's like a crossroads, speaking of crossroads, crossroads town of all kinds of different music. So not only do you have Graceland there, you also have the Blues Hall of Fame, which I've been to, which is very, very cool. It's not big, but it's very, they got some really great memorabilia there. And of course, they've got the Wall of Fame and all that kind of stuff. Definitely say that. There's also the Memphis Recording Service, which is where Sun Records was. Mm-hmm. So that's where Elvis and a whole bunch of really good blues artists also recorded, not just Elvis, and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and all these guys. That's where B.B. King first recorded.
Gosh.
Was there. That's where Howlin' Wolf first recorded.
Wow.
So, I mean, just for all that.
You may have put that one in my top five.
Yes.
Man. Jeez.
And then there's the Stax Volt Recording Museum as well. And if you like soul music at all, the Stax lineup, Otis Redding, Sam and Dave, Wilson Pickett, I mean, they were all there. And then there's the famous Beale Street, too. You can walk 10 feet off of Beale if you want.
Yeah.
So Memphis, go to Memphis, and there's a lot of great music stuff there.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back with the That Ain't Right story, some local good stories of the day, and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you, taking you into the final segment of this show. But we got one more lined up for you this week. Join Melissa and I tomorrow. Join us from 7 to 8 on the Sunrise Show at Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI. Yep. And a couple hours here at WFHR. We get your morning going.
Yeah, had to keep me off the show because, you know, me and Melissa, just, you know, there's times that I can't deal with each other.
Both Melissa and Seth have in their contracts they can only do two shows a week together. That's it. That's all they can handle. That's all. That'd be hilarious. That's like the one requirement you both had. Yeah. And it would be even funnier if you did it separately. Like, they didn't even know they did that. They didn't. Let's get to this That Ain't Right story, Seth. And yes, we're going to Florida. We say good morning to our friends in the Miami and Tampa Bay area. There are silly, dumb criminals, and then there are the really bad, really, like, this takes note.
Okay.
A 53-year-old man in Florida named David was caught stealing from Walmart this week. He took a bicycle pump, a lock, and inner tube. That's it. Oh, man. And he was spotted by the store security as he was trying to hide the stuff under his shirt. They called the cops, and Daniel was arrested outside the store.
Okay.
Did I call him Dave? I think his name's Daniel. It don't matter.
It doesn't.
It don't matter. He admitted to the theft and even told cops, quote, you know, I'm not good at shoplifting. They didn't ask him to assess his powers. He just volunteered this. When they walked up to him, mind you, like they didn't even ask him like, hey, sir, do you got something on you or anything like that? Like he just kind of like he saw the police. It was kind of like, yeah, I'm really bad at shoplifting. He was hit with a felony because he has two prior theft convictions on his record. So he knew better, obviously. He's had two other shots at the apple on
this one. He's 53 years old.
And he is 53 years old. He was just arrested last month, too.
Oh.
For stealing like $20 worth of stuff.
Man.
I mean, there is wrong, and then there is like what the what, man?
Dude, it's almost like he's trying to get, you know, because he is really bad at it. Yeah. It's obvious. He's terrible at it.
We need a palate cleanser. We need a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Coming up from 3 to 4 today, be sure to join us for Midday Magazine. In part one, we're going to talk to our great friend Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council. I'm going to preview the 23-24 season coming up.
Very cool.
And in part two, Anna James, Regional National Resource Educator with UW-Madison, going to be with us. I love talking with Anna. That is going to be such a fun conversation. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Of course, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial tonight. Win or go home. It feels like.
It does. They got to win all their... Win out the season right now.
I know we're excited about the playoffs, but we're already in them, baby. We're already in the playoffs. Yeah. We're taking on Madison tonight in their hometown, in the Madison. Mm-hmm. Join us from that game. We're going live and direct from Mattatown at 5:50. Of course, the Rafters are back at home Friday and Saturday, 6:20 start time for those games.
I got a feeling that it's going to be a raucous crowd there tonight in Madison, and we need to match it when they come home on Friday and Saturday.
A lot of great events going on Thursdays. And really, one of the ones that kicks everything off is Lunch by the River.
That's right. Lunch by the River. Let's see. Where'd it go? Well, here, I'll talk about the Farmer's Market.
I meant the Farmer's Market. I was looking at Lunch by the River.
Oh, that's what it was.
Said,
so we'll talk about the Farmer's Market first, and then we'll get to Lunch by the River. Of course, it's open until 2 o'clock today, every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Street. You'll find fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. It's always a good time. And this year, it's for whatever reason, it's been hopping. Yeah, every farmer's market we've had this year, there have been lots of people there. So go check it out. It's a beautiful day for it. So go. Mm-hmm. It's also a beautiful day for...
Oh, the Lunch by the River that takes place every Thursday, 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Only got a handful of these left, everybody.
That's right.
For today, August 10th, you have co-sponsors, Paper City Savings Associated, Paper City Savings Association, Cintas, Associated Bank, Jewel Associates Engineers. Got great entertainment from the Crow Jam Collective.
Ooh.
I want them on Director's Cut. I got to get their info. We got to get them on Director's Cut. Mm-hmm. Great band. Really good band. Check them out. Great food will be down there. Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, Chatterbox, La Taqueria. We're going to have some good stuff down there. Go ahead and check it out and enjoy every one of these Lunch by the Rivers. And keep in mind, be sure to bookmark next Thursday, August 17th. We'll be down there.
Yeah.
WFHR and WIRI are co-sponsoring Lunch by the River along with our friends at Nicolette Staffing. We'll have the Central Wisconsin Choristers down there for entertainment.
That's very cool.
We'll have a bunch of our staff down there. I know I'm going to try to be down there. And I saw Melissa and Pam are going to
be there.
And we'll see how many more of us we can get down there.
That's right.
You know, we're not a big team. Maybe we can get our whole team down there. We'll see. Last year, I think we were able to pretty much get everybody down there. Almost.
I think for the most part, I was still broadcasting live on that time because we were able to. You were able to call in.
Last year. But, that was fun. That was fun.
Can't do that this year. But hey, we'll be down there though.
We'll be down there and enjoy every Lunch by the River. And a shout out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce for hosting and doing such a great job with this event. Join us for Lunch by the River, 11:30 to 1 today in Veterans Memorial Park.
All right.
And keep in mind that the City of Wisconsin Rapids is still looking for your input on naming their new dog park.
Yes.
We have now until September 1st at noon for you to get these to us. Yep. You can go to wirapids.org/dogpark.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop them off at the Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, and... Call in here.
Here, we'll take them. We'll get them to the mayor. We have an inside connection with him. So you know,
don't want to brag or nothing. But
I'm the mayor.
The mayor and I hang out for like a half an hour once a month. You know, just hang.
It's
out.
True.
Yeah. Says, you know, yes, it's contractually obligated by the mayor to do that. But still, Shane and I think we're good friends.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a couple of great ones. Beth gave us Play Pause Park. I really like that
Triple
one.
Triple P.
Al out in Wisconsin Rapids gave us dogs.
That's very to the point. I got to give him credit for that. Yeah.
Melissa's poop scoop and run.
That one's terrible.
I like that one.
No,
like that. It's
Melissa,
fun.
Come
it's
on.
Fun.
You can do better than
it's
that.
It's fun. And we know there are great ones out there. Call us up 424-2600 or email them to us. We'll make sure to get them to the mayor.
That's right.
I also wanted to make sure to mention the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge that is alive and direct, going strong. I've heard from a lot of listeners recently, people that have been donating and being a part of this.
Good job, everyone.
We appreciate you doing that. Yeah. We know that there is a shortage out there. Now more than ever, we need strangers helping strangers.
Yep. Yep, that's the way to do it.
If you are able to donate, we greatly encourage you to do so. When you do, say you're donating at maybe the McMillan Library coming up on the 15th from 10 to 3. You can donate there at, you can also donate on the 15th from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School Music Room.
Yeah, lots of opportunities on that day.
Stevens Point Blood Donation Center has also a good one. They have plenty, almost every day you can donate there at 3201 C Main Street.
Yep.
When you go there and you do that, take a selfie. Yeah, that's right. We're telling you it's okay to take a selfie. Upload it on all your social media, your Snapgrams, your FaceTimes, whatever.
Your threaded X's or whatever it is.
I'm not hip. I don't know. No, you go to your social media. You use the hashtag CivicPints. You upload that, and just like that, you'll be in to win maybe some rafter tickets or some brewer tickets or state fair tickets.
Yep.
And right away you win because you're a hero.
That's right. You know, yes. Everybody wins, man. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, there aren't many better things you could do than something like this. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to Civic for doing this, and our good friend Earl for really getting kickstarting this. Yeah,
it was his idea, and it was a good one.
Yeah, and we've had such good feedback on this. I'm glad we're keeping it going through August. Again, you can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, and you can upload it directly right there.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to do this, and again, the hashtag CivicPints, everybody.
All right.
Let's go ahead and mention this, Seth.
Okay.
Let's get to a big world good story of the day.
Like that.
I wanted to get to at least one of these. Two women from Antigua. Wow. Wow. Antigua are headed to space today on Virgin Galactic's second commercial space flight. They're the first mother and daughter duo to go to space together.
Wow.
They won their seats in a contest.
Oh, that's cool. That's much better than billionaires doing it.
Yes. And a 4-year-old boy in Connecticut was playing in his backyard when a bear showed up on Saturday, but he's okay after his family's golden retriever chased the bear away.
Good on that dog.
There is video of this, and you got to watch that video, people. It is amazing the way dogs are so darn amazing. They're awesome. They are so good. Melissa texted us, dog park name, poop on Seth. I had to get that in. Yeah, I love you, Mel.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Let's give away some tickets, Seth.
All right, let's do it.
424-2600. You want to win some State Fair tickets? Call up. Let us know one of your favorite things about the Wisconsin State Fair. It's going on right now up until the 13th. We got 5 tickets right here
five
for
tickets.
You. Yeah, it's enough for a family or you and the friends or whatever. 424-2600, call up and get these tickets. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Seth, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy Kristen coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.